7:55 in the morning, and we're fucking waking up and fighting with each other. Man, I figured I'd come on and distract everybody from the explosion that's occurring right now. God. Man, it is hysterical, though. Actually, I came on, too, to show Dennis that I wasn't a fucking highlighter this morning. See, Dennis, nice black shirt. But I wanted to quickly de-escalate that situation on Facebook. And the gentleman that had asked Dennis the question in class regarding, you know, being asked why they want to ask for consent. You know, the driver of a vehicle or registered owner of a vehicle asked, why do you want to search my car? Very simply, I just say, I don't need to explain the basis of my investigation, but that at this point in time, I believe that there is evidence of a crime, or if I have suspicions that it's narcotics, I believe that there are narcotics inside of your vehicle. Can I search your vehicle? If you start explaining why you want to search their car, I've seen it done before. They will always argue you with every single point. You're going to go down on a list, and the least experienced officers will start tossing around things like, well, it smells like fucking air fresheners in your car, and you got air fresher protruding out of every crevice. You got a single key ignition. You're nervous. You're shaking. They will start listing their reasonable suspicion. And then the driver or the occupant or the target or whatever just starts saying, well, that's because it's not my car, or that's because I spilled gasoline in my car, which is why I have fucking air fresheners, or single key. What's wrong with a single key? I'm not nervous, or I have fucking diabetes, or I'm fucking hungry or tired. They're going to argue you. Do not explain your reasons. I've come on here so many times and talked about the ways to give consent or ask for consent. I've talked about my analogy with two women, right? In a bar, what do? When you want to pick them up, you kill them with kindness. It's the same thing when you're on a traffic stop and you're trying to get in that person's car. You want to kill them with kindness and build that trust level right from the beginning. Right from the beginning. Do not be an authoritative son of a bitch where they're going to exercise their right. Be compassionate, be respectful, kill them with kindness from the minute you encounter them, and then through that interaction, and you're compassionate throughout the entire duration of the stop, and then you go in for the slam dunk and you ask them for consent. Hey, buddy. Hey, sir. Hey, ma'am. Can I search your vehicle? If they ask why, which at that point they shouldn't, because you've already conducted yourself in such a professional way. But if they ask why, listen, I don't need to explain the basis of my investigation to you, but at this point in time, I believe that criminal activity is afoot. I believe that there are narcotics inside of this vehicle. Can I search your vehicle? And you drop the question again. But why? Listen, can I search your vehicle? And you just keep dropping a question. If they do not want to answer, take it as a no and call K-9. If they say no, call K-9. If they're beating around the bush and just not answering, you gotta consider that a no and just call K-9. K-9 is a couple minutes away for most municipalities. They can come. If there's narcotics in the vehicle, it's going to alert. And then you search the car. All right? There's no sense of arguing. Dennis, in that video, that answer, he was not threatening people that he was going to call K-9. You are allowed to tell a person a realistic sequence of events. It's going to happen. You're not threatening them. So how about we just stop fucking fighting and enjoy our Monday morning, and everybody get back to work. All right? I hope that helps. I am in Harrisburg right now, ready to blow it up. 115 people in class. And I'm really excited about it. Have a great day, and I'm looking forward to seeing you all in Harrisburg. We start in 50 minutes. Peace out.